And we'll be going to Joshua chapter 1. What I want to share on tonight is called The Heart of a Champion. And to function in life, we'll define what that means, but to really walk in this world that we live in, we got to have a certain type of mindset. And I've always loved this statement that says we're coming from a place of victory. We're not working towards victory. We're going, we're coming from a place of victory. And so to do that, you have to think like a champion, right? You got to walk like a champion. You got to talk like a champion. You got to live like a champion. Whether you're seeing the specific result at this moment in time is not really the criteria for the type of mindset that we have and can have. I mean, I would say, obviously, the greatest champion of all time was Jesus Christ, the things he went through, the things he did, but his ability just to stay focused in any given situation or circumstance and hear God and to connect with God and talk to God and just let God lead his path. Well, there's another gentleman in the Old Testament, Josh chapter 1, and God definitely gave him some encouragement. And in verse 6 it says, "Be strong and of a good courage." You know, does that take really a lot of research to understand? No. What does that mean? It means be strong and of a good courage. "For to this people you shall divide and as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them." Verse 7, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper whithersoever or wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, for you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Verse 9, "Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go." Man, God is just trying to really get the point across. Be strong and of a good courage. Only be strong and very courageous. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, for God's with us." You know, a lot of life situations, there are things that could really discourage a person. But we have to have that attitude and heart of a champion. And we can have that because we do have it, because it's Christ who's in us. That's really our victory cry, in Christ alone. And Christ is that one who gave us that ability to really engage in a relationship with God. And so, you know, the excellence, the success, the victory that we're attempting to achieve in day-by-day living, it's not a skill. It's really an attitude, and it's an attitude of heart. One definition I saw said, "A champion is one who is excellent at the basics and strives to be the best they can be, being considerate of others and putting the needs of others before their own." I thought that was just so beautiful. And I could only think of Jesus, because this is just exactly the way he walked and talked and lived his life. And really, you know what? We don't have to worry about whether we're better than someone else or not. But our challenge in life is to really, I've said this before, to become the best version of you that you can possibly be. And that when you realize and we come into this full realization of our identity with Jesus Christ, we're free. We're free to be, I'm free to be Bonnie. You're free to be Timothy, Jackson, Norma, whoever. Just be you and be the best version of that, whatever that looks like. And honestly, many times, we don't even have to try. It just, if we have the desire and the willingness, then God works within us for sure. Go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 41. Let's go there. Isaiah 41. Just so many wonderful sections of the Word that give us that spiritual food that we can really just feed on. And remember that, you know what, success is never final, and failure is never fatal. It's courage that counts. Some of these quotes I'm reading from a gentleman who was a very famous basketball coach at UCLA. His name was John Wooden, and he was just a phenomenal basketball coach. But beyond that, he really taught life skills. And he was a good Christian man, brought up in a very good Christian home, and was really able to incorporate a lot of biblical principles and thoughts into his coaching. But he was also building men and helping with gentlemen beyond just life skills. I mean, beyond basketball skills, but life skills. And so these sort of things just are so inspiring, I think, to us. And then, you know, we use that in combination with what we already know from the Bible is God's perspective and God's vision and God's encouragement, because we do have to think like a champion. We have to walk like it, talk like it, live like it. And in Isaiah 41, verse 10, a great exhortation to each and every one of us, where it says, fear not, verse 10, Isaiah 41, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Well, guys, what is the one thing that really comes against us many times to defeat us? It's fear. Fear. And God constantly, over and over and over, says, don't fear. I mean, he told that to Joshua. He's seeing it again here with Isaiah. Fear not, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed. Look to the Lord. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. And I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Man, we have the heart of a champion. Amen? We have it.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. Curtain calls. You brought me back.
fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friend, and we'll keep on fighting till the end.
We are the champions, we are the champions, losers. We are the champions
of the world.
Oh yeah, that's our life story. I hope you were singing along with that. I certainly was. Man, it just stirs something in your heart, right? We are the champions. It says of the world. I say we're champions in the world because we're not of this world. We're in this world. But we bring what we have to the table. When the rubber meets the road, man, there we are. We have what it takes, right? We can think like that. We walk like that. We talk like that. We live like that. See? Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Dr. Worrell said, well, you know, the believer's greatest enemy is fear. It's fear that defeats the promises of God. Fear is like sand in the machinery of life. What? Right? Fear has ruined more individual Christian lives and ministries than any other one single thing. Well, I say, you know what to fear? Blah, 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 blah. Because you know what? In 2 Timothy 1:7, you're all familiar with it. It says, For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Of power and of love and of a sound mind, right? 2 Timothy 1:7. Unbelievable. Such a beautiful verse. We've been delivered from the power of darkness. We've been delivered from the snare of the enemy. We've got the spirit. We've got the spirit of love. And man, I'll tell you, love wins every time. Every time. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind, amen? Look in 1 John chapter 4. Bob's been doing some great teaching as well as some other folks there with the Acts Now Wednesday night, Sunday night fellowships. And in 1 John 4:18, oh boy, this stuff is so dynamic and it's so exciting because we not just want to give lip service to and mentally assent to the fact that we're champions, we have the victory, we want to see the victory. We want to experience the dynamics of walking with God and seeing answers to our prayer. And when we pray for people, things happen, right? But if none of that ever happens, it doesn't negate who we are in Christ. It does not negate that. Here it is, 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love. What? No. No fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. And he who fears has not been made perfect in love. There's no fear in love. So, you know what we want to saturate ourselves with? A lot of love. A lot of love. We're champions at being the world's greatest lovers, right? And we are champions. We are championing the cause of love in this world. It's just so awesome. We've got a lot to give away. Some of you, I sent out a little writing. I did it in the Chosen Gems article. I sent it to some of you. I posted it on Facebook. And I, again, like to close this sharing on reading this. And this is something that, for me, has just been absolutely life-changing. It is a declaration, but it's also making the decision to walk and to talk and to think and to have that attitude. And this is what it says. I will greet this day with God's love in my heart. It is the secret to fulfillment. It is the source of all healing inside and out. It brings success no matter what life throws at me. It calms every storm. It silences every enemy. It fills every empty part of my soul. It comforts me. When I face darkness, it brings light. When I'm overwhelmed, it inspires and encourages me. When I'm distressed, it reminds me of God's goodness. When I feel discouraged, it lifts my hands to the Lord and fills my mouth with song. I will greet this day with God's love in my heart. When it feels like heaven is silent, God's love will remind me that He knows what I'm going through. He has a plan, and He will provide for every need. I'll greet this day with God's love in my heart. Love will lead me. Love will direct me. Love will inspire me. Love will heal me. Love will fill me. Love will revive me. I will greet this day with God's love in my heart. Love will deliver me from my enemies. It will protect me in times of danger. It will redirect the arrows of the wicked one. Because of God's love, all those who seek to hurt me will be stopped. For love makes my shield of faith strong. I will greet this day with God's love in my heart, and I will love all whom I come in contact with today. I will love the weak and make them strong. I will love the inspired and be inspired by them. I will love the empty and help them be filled. I will love the filled and they will overflow. I will love the broken and they will be healed. I will confront everyone I meet with love. It will shine through my eyes, bring a smile to my lips, and sound out through my voice. It will bring peace. It will lower people's defenses and empower them to experience God's presence. And finally, I will greet this day with God's love in my heart. Because He loves me, I love myself. I will love others, and I will love life no matter what I face. From this moment forward, fear and hate will leave my body and my mind. Fear and hate leave my family and my home in the name of Jesus Christ. And I will worship God this day with His love in my heart. Heavenly Father, thank You for how kind, how good You are, Father. You continue to encourage us just to be ourselves and just to learn how to accept Your love and give it away. And our lives are filled with opportunities, Father, just to love ourselves and love others. It's what You have for us to do. So if there are roadblocks or strongholds standing in the way, we just blow those things to smithereens and we ask for a prayer of guidance and wisdom, Father, to just be our best version of ourselves that we can be, because we are the champions. You've made us to be victors in this life. And I pray that we can live out the days of our life, Father, reflecting, meditating, and also activating the great love of God and the great knowledge that we've been so blessed with. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.